Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter number 1699, that's in the volume 6. This is dated Yud Tammuz Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is writing this to his Mechutin, and with the great titles here, Avram Yehuda Sheyichya, the last name they bring down is Chen, Sholom Abracha. The Rebbe said it was with pleasantness that I received, your letter from the second day of Tammuz and also the previous one, together with the Pidyon Nefesh that was placed in it. I will read it in a good occasion on the resting place on the Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles and the merit of, great is the merit of the days of redemption, and they have a special segula of the Yud Beis Yimul Tammuz that the Baal HaSimcha, the previous Rebbe whose festival it is, will bring down, draw down blessing and success to those who are tied and those that are connected to him in all that they need, and also for their families may they live. The Rebbe thanks him for expressing his comfort, as we've seen that the Rebbe's brother Yehuda Aryeh Leib passed away during that time. So the Rebbe is expressing his thanks for the expression of comfort, and the Rebbe is also attaching some of the headlines of what he said to those who comforted him on the 19th day of Iyar. The Rebbe adds, "My mother, may she live, does not know about this because we worry about her health situation, and therefore my request is that about all those that know, not to write to her about the above." This was a relative, so the Rebbe was concerned that he might write to his mother about it. As far as the Bichlach, those are the books of Hasidus that are in Paris, and your request is, if there are there Hasidim Anash who are capable to work and put an effort in this. So the Rebbe says, it's self-understood, because the Hasidim are refugees and they're living in a strange land, cannot rely on their influence. But they do understand in the Bichlach of Hasidus, and they could be a support if you need their understanding, their expertise. And you may either turn to them directly, or to our office in Paris. And the Rebbe says the young man who is very capable, the Rebbe is saying, is Hillel Sheyichya Pevsner. But then, for sure, you will need to let know those who you know, those who have influence in Paris, that they should connect with them. And perhaps it would be proper that first you send the Bichlach over here, the books here. If that way, it would be easier, the efforts. The argument would be, the argument to do this is that over here is the central of Hasidus Chabad, and these are the writings that that are connected to these writings. As far as the festival of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz that are coming upon us, so there is a special publication like every year. I'm attaching it, and certainly this would interest Your Honor. Rebbe writes them and Sem, and I conclude my letter with respect, asking regards for health, proper health for you and your family members. And the Rebbe signs off as his mechutin. And the Rebbe says, also in your letter, you mention an expression, every delay is for the good. And the Rebbe says, it's been a while that I'm looking a source for this expression in the Jewish literature, and I still haven't found it. So the Rebbe is basically saying he hasn't found where this expression comes from, that every delay is for the good.